Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Evangelist Robert Roberts with I Thirst Ministries. I just want to give you a little word today. It's called He is the Same God. Well, He is the same God. He was back in the day when He created the moon and the stars and the earth, and He rested on the Sabbath. I know there's many people out there that want to think that He is not that same God or that He don't exist, but let me tell you something. I have seen His glory. I have seen what He can do when you put your trust into Him. He will start to change your life around because He is the same God that I put my trust in. He is the same God that Noah put his trust in when he had to build the ark and all his friends had turned against him, and the only ones that were left was his family. And you would think that there would probably be some people on the side of the boat just scratching to get in. Noah, we're sorry. Let us in. We should have believed you. But He is that same God. He's also the same God that destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for its sin. He is also the same God that was He is also the same God that was with Elijah when the dry bones come alive. He was also the same God with Elijah when fire came down for the altar that had been soaked many times to prove who He was. For He is Holy Ghost and fire. For He is the one true God. For He is the man above all men, the King of all kings, and the Lord of all lords. For He is the great I Am. And let me tell you, the great I Am is the same great I Am that delivered Lazarus out of that tomb. He is the same great I Am that delivered the saints out of bondage in Europe. He is the same great I Am that we all come to know by the name of Jesus. He is the one true Savior. He is the great I Am. That's not, there's so many stories in the Bible, so many prodigals in the Bible, so many tales in the Bible that prove who He is and who He was and who He is going to become. For He is the one true God. For He is Jehovah Jireh. For He is Jehovah Rakah. See, when things start not going your way and you think there's no way out, and even though Jesus has delivered you and got you through so many times, has delivered you from the fire as He did the three Hebrew children, and there was a fourth among them in that fire, and that man was named Jesus. When you start to realize that He's that same God that delivered Paul and Silas from bondage, when they were in prison, they begin to worship in the midst of them being imprisoned, and the chains and the shackles in the earth fell. And not just that, but the people around them got saved. When you start to realize that He has got you through all the years of your life, and He has been the one that has been holding your soul through the storm. When you start to realize that He is that same God, even though they say He is not, even though they say He is not real, but when you start to realize who He really is and what He really did for you, and when you start to turn your back on Him and walk away, He is so graciously and merciful to accept you back, but you continue to forget who He is, what He did on Calvary, but He is that same God that delivered the power of the Holy Ghost to us in Acts. He is that same God that told the disciples to go out and preach and teach the gospel so that many would come to know Him beyond all parts of the world. He is that same God that has healing power, that I have seen cancer be destroyed by the name of Jesus. He is that same God that I have seen broken backs put back together. I have seen spina bifida healed. I have seen scoliosis healed. I have seen endometriosis healed. I have seen blinded eyes open. He's that same God with that same power. The one I put my faith in. The one I trust every day. He is that same God. He's that same God that got you through the previous storm. He's the same God that you knelt and asked for you to become your Savior. Maybe you need to accept Him as your provider today. Maybe you need to accept Him as your healer today. But I know some of us just accept Him as our Savior, and we just think everything is automatic. But it takes prayer and it takes fasting. But let me tell you, He is that same God that has that healing power. He is the same God with that delivering power. He is the same God with that miracle working power that lives inside of you. When you start to realize He lives inside of you, and you start to work and say, I am carrying the Holy Spirit of God within inside me, and you start to realize who you are in God, the devil starts to get mad, and things start to happen to make you think that He is not that same God, but He is that same God in Jesus' name. Oh yes, Jesus, and I just thank You for who You are. Oh, Father, You're just Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and the end. And Father, I just pray that anybody gets this message will be just become to know You, Father, and be encouraged by it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.